Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows and the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading, the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today on the podcast, we read Deuteronomy chapter 2, Psalm 83 and 84, Isaiah 30, and Jude. Now, it is easy to get stuck in a rut of inactivity. And then when inspiration hits, to get moving with great velocity in a number of directions. Okay, well, let me say this. It's easy for me. That usually describes me because I've got two speeds. Off, where I am down, often even depressed or struggling to know what to do. And on, where I am a wildfire blazing my way through field after field. At the time of this recording, I have spent all of April and May set on fire for mission, ministry, and building a new world in the media company, Freedom Story Media. It's been amazing to see how much can get done in less than 60 days. However, there is the distinct possibility that neither the inactive or the hyperactive are the journey that God has for me, or for anyone else for that matter. His journey isn't to either of those directions, but in his direction. God seems way less concerned about the what or the frequency of it, and more concerned about the who we do it with and trust as we go and submit to during it all. God should be our resounding answer for each of those scenarios. Now, in today's reading of Isaiah 30, God would rebuke the people for the way that they are doing life according to their own desires. He begins in the first two verses, "Ah, stubborn children," declares the Lord, "who carry out a plan, but not mine, who make an alliance, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, who set out to go down to Egypt without asking for my direction, to take refuge in the protection of Pharaoh and to seek shelter in the shadow of Egypt." Our planning must belong to God. I'm remembering now how easy it is for God to inspire plans for my next steps, and then I take the blueprint and run off, maybe make changes, maybe make some additions, and no longer seek Him for the next steps. It's like God is the architect who plans the build out, though, right? He has unique and intricate blueprints for every step of the journey. Think about His plans for the ark that Noah was to go in, or His plans for the temple. God is a master planner, and we are simply the general contractors. Now, when we think about the concept from a worldly perspective of general contractors, we'd see them as the boss of the project, right? Each of the different builders report to the general contractor. But actually, he's simply middle management. And we must not forget that so are we. Because like the Israelites described in Isaiah 30, we can not only map out our own directions that are ultimately contrary to Him, but also we can unintentionally find comfort, direction, and even seek protection and guidance from other sources that are not God. It would be like going to another architect to help you with revising or carrying out the plans that a different architect gave you. God is the architect. And going anywhere else for help or direction outside of Him and where He's leading is rebellion and is sin. Now, as May came to a close, I was reminded here that I had fallen into this trap. I've taken God's plans and ferociously gotten to work about building. This is an age-old tale for me, and the building for me now is especially as it relates to the small business I felt inspired by God to launch called Freedom Story Media. Now, I am challenged to look back and see the little amount of time I went back to God about those plans. I now, with the same understanding, look forward and see the month of June, a month that God has led me towards sabbatical and shutting some things down. And I must even repent for the lack of direction that I sought Him in planning out what that month would look like. Today, the Lord reminded me that He is the Lord of the Sabbath, and that His is the shelter I must seek, that we must all seek, the shadow that we must go to for cover. I must not rely on the momentum that has been built in my efforts, but simply rely on Him and Him alone. The question for us all today is, do we lean on the kingdom of God or on Egypt? Do we trust God or do we trust Pharaoh? As I look toward my sabbatical month, God reminds me from verse 15, "In returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and in trust shall be your strength." So what does returning and rest look like for you? Where do you need greater quietness and trust? Let's pray for guidance right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you that it's in your shadow we can find cover. It's under your wings we find protection. It is in your heart that we can truly find peace and rest and next steps. Lord God, lead us from your heart. Lead us out of your heart. Lead us to a place of wisdom. Lead us to a place of strength and direction, Lord God. We submit again to you our steps for the path forward, Lord God. We repent of any ways that we've taken up our own plans along this journey, Lord God. And we ask that you would give us your plans. You would give us your ways. We need you. We love you. And we trust you, O great architect, and you alone. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, that is another episode of the 5 by the Fire podcast. Hit up 5bythefire.org with comments. Armon@unshackled.org if you need prayer. I would love to be praying for you. Please subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss an episode. Rate and review us on iTunes. That's a great way for other folks to find us, as well as sharing us wherever you are at, like social media, or just talking to some friends and letting them know about 5 by the Fire. Either way, I will see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.